Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
New homes are expensive, right? I mean, look around at new home prices. We're talking, generally speaking, unless you're buying, you know, a patio home somewhere, new homes around the D.C. area tend to be over $1 million, $1.2 million, $1.3 million. It's rare to find a house that sells for less than that that's brand new because it costs so much to buy the land. But in the whole U.S., the median price of a new home sold in the U.S. for $310,567. Now, you may recall in the previous segment, we chatted about the median sale price of homes was $255,000, up from $240,000 in the second quarter of 2016. Okay? But we're talking a new home. So a new home, median new home sale price is $310,567 across the U.S., which is a far cry from the median price in 1980, which was $64,708. So though the median price has increased 3.8 times over the last 36 years, it equates to an annualized rate of somewhat more reasonable 4.5% per year. That's the average growth over the last 36 years, is 4.5% increase over that time. However, a factor often overlooked when evaluating this kind of data is what you get for your money. From that perspective, hey, although prices are higher, you and I are indeed getting so much more out of a new home. In fact, the median square footage of a new home has more than doubled from 1660 in 1980 to 2469 last year. So you're getting a bigger house. So even though it's cost us annualized about 4.5% more, and frankly, folks, I feel like I'm talking to the wind here in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia when our new homes sell for so much more than this. But the national average, 4.5% increase over time, you get a lot more house, right? So you also get, in terms of condition, the quality of the condition, the fire-rated standards, the quality of the shingles on a roof that used to be 15 to 20, and average now is 20 to 30. Typical homes now come with 3 bathrooms versus 1 to 2 before. If you want to read information, okay, on that topic, you can contact me at ericstewartgroup.com, and we'll provide you with statistics about the significant changes in the Census Bureau over the last 36 years and how the average home has changed, okay? Just go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information on that. I don't know about you, but I find it's really a wonderful time of year in September to plant grass seed. I have a yard, and this is the travail of being a homeowner. I have a yard which had a 40-year-old pin oak tree, and the pin oaks is a particular variety of oak tree that has been hit with a blight. And you might have a pin oak, and you'll notice that these oak trees are dying. And they're dying across the entire area. And they die from the outside of the limb in over time. When Kettler Brothers built the neighborhood I'm in, they put pin oaks in front of every house. And these trees grew beautifully. They're stately, gorgeous trees, but in the last 10 years have been slowly dying to this pin oak disease. Well, one of the trees in front of my house died, cut it down, ground the stump out, put in some topsoil, threw grass seed down, it grew, and my yard was flat and very pretty. But every year, I have to fill a divot from what? The decaying stump underground, right? Over time, it's just settling. And I have to, you know, this time of year, good time of year, I'm no Jack Rosen, right? But hey, grab yourself a bag of topsoil, put it down. If you need to, put two, mix the seed into it, and you plant it now with these cooler evenings that we're having, this good moisture, and your grass will grow up and it'll be healthy and it will grow all winter long. Good thing to consider. If you're thinking about selling next year, now's a good time for you to aerate your lawn and to overseed your lawn. But remember, if you just throw the seed on the ground, the birds will have a nice lunch. Make sure you mix it into the soil and it will grow up well. I often look at putting houses on the market and doing the exterior presentation like putting a bow on a package. If you're going to put your house on the market in February or March of next year, which is what I'm generally recommending to my sellers, although inventory is tight right now, and if you need to sell, great time to call. We would love to interview with you. Maybe you've been trying to sell unsuccessfully. You're expired. You're exhausted. You've thrown in the towel. Maybe you think, oh, there's no way. Nobody was interested. No one. Hey, look, the way you market a piece of real estate is very different between brokers. Our 119 steps that we follow are very successful in guiding our clients to selling. We're not perfect, no, but we do an excellent job of guiding our sellers on what to do to get ready. The outside is like a bow on a package. Now's a good time to get your exterior ready. It's a good time for planting grass seed like we just chatted about, for trimming hedges. I wouldn't put fresh mulch out yet. I would wait until February. Yes, I know that's kind of strange. Why would I put mulch out in February? Well, there's something about the smell of fresh mulch that causes people to go, ah, there's just the woody smell. It's a nice way. Again, very inexpensive. It's cheap to buy mulch and have it put down. Consider doing it in the spring if you're going to sell next spring. Getting the exterior of your home ready now, painting the outside, fixing mold. I was showing one of my listings to a buyer, customer, and I noticed that where there's a fascia board up on a part of the roof, I noticed black spots on the fascia board, which indicate to me that the board is soft and you've got some moss or mold growing within the wood that's going to start to cause that to fail. I pointed that out to the buyer. Now, you might say, well, didn't you work for the seller on that? I would say absolutely. In fact, it's my willingness to point out to a buyer where I see an issue that causes a buyer to trust me and want to work with me, even if I'm not representing them. Besides that, I'm obligated by law for what I know and for what I should know. And I should know that if I see black there after 30 years selling real estate, black on a fascia board, that there's probably an issue. It's not likely that it isn't an issue. It's more likely that it is. You know, I walked around that house and I pointed out how the shingles on the roof were flat, that there was minor cupping on the edges of the shingles, which implied that the roof was maybe 10 years of age, but not 25, that it had plenty of life ahead of it, that the aluminum siding on the outside, albeit was a mustard yellow and not all that attractive, could be painted, make it a fresh look from the exterior. The buyer could improve the property for not a lot of money. Took the buyer, discussed the fact that termites oftentimes come into properties where? They come in through the front stoop. Why? Because builders in the 70s notoriously filled the pits in the front of houses, right where they would pour their foundation for the front stoop. They would fill them with the leftover wood, you know, and they would just, because it was a hole. Hey, we'll fill it with wood. Guess what the termites said? Great, I'll have lunch in about 5 years when it starts to rot. So oftentimes termites come in. So I'll take a buyer, we'll look at the areas in the basement that are right where the front stoop comes in to see whether there's an existing issue. I help my sellers the same way. Two couples hired us to get their homes ready for next spring in the last couple of weeks. And in one case, the floors need to get done, the wallpaper needs to come off, and they've got to do internal work. The outside of the house is already perfect. They already spent all their money, not all their money, but they spent a lot of money on the exterior to paint, get the yard ready, get the beds edged and ready. In another case, a couple have been in their home for a long time. The house is overwhelmed with the stuff, and they need to have a professional move manager guide them on how to get rid of it. It's more than they could possibly do, just the two of them, husband and wife, between now and February. And I'll be honest with anybody who calls me about your value, what you can do to get ready, and about when the right time is to sell your property. If you're at that place, you think, you know, now I should call Stuart. Let's have one of his team come out, walk through the home, and tell me what are the things that I need to do to get ready for next year. We would love to do that. That is a part of what we enjoy doing. You may decide not to move. That's okay. We want to give you honest, straightforward advice that's in your best interest. Call us today, 1-800-900-9104. That's a toll-free number. We're in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia with offices in all three locations. But call us toll free and we'll get right back to you. A lovely supporting cast of ladies who support us over the telephone. I can't say that. We have a lovely supporting cast of receptionists ready right now to take your call. Again, that's 800-900-9104. Or by all means, go to ericstewartgroup.com, fill out the What's My Home Worth page there, and we'll get back in touch with you to set up a time to get together. Hey, don't forget that coming up next month in October and again in November, I'll host seminars in Tysons Corner and in North Bethesda on how to sell your home for top dollar. If you're getting ready to sell this year, next year, or a couple years out, come listen, come learn. It's free, and I'd love to meet you. That's at ericstewartgroup.com. Right back with more in just a moment.